Proclamation number 5731 of 24th of July, 1953. Task of God's servants, spreading truth. Increased teaching activity will begin as soon as people awaken the desire to be taught the truth, and this will be the case when all sides take a stand against religious teachings which are doubted because they contradict themselves. For in the last days all doctrines of faith will be criticized and picked apart. People will try to portray them as completely unfounded and untrustworthy, and this will also easily succeed with people who have not yet been taught correctly, who have no judgment of their own and accept vituperation and ridicule against these doctrines as justified. And yet, there will also be people amongst them who do not lightly dismiss what they are advised but now want to have clarification. And then it will be the task of my servants on earth, who are trained by me myself for this office, to bring them the truth, to instruct them correctly and informatively. For I will unite these seekers, those who desire enlightenment, with those who know, with the right proclaimers of my gospel, and I will give understanding to those who have an earnest desire for truth, for they, too, will carry on and testify for me and my teaching again. They will condemn what is wrong and eagerly stand up for what is right, for the truth from God, which they recognize as my gift of grace, and therefore will also confess the giver of this truth before the world. For anyone who possesses the truth himself will no longer give it away nor fear those who threaten him, for knowledge has made him strong in faith and a loving heart has made him receptive to knowledge. It has also given him the understanding for this knowledge which has now come alive in him. Your great task still lies ahead of you who want to serve me. But first you must be prepared to proclaim my teaching correctly. First you must do the small work by handing out what you receive in order to then speak yourselves, driven and guided by my Spirit, so that you will only speak what my Spirit gives you. Yet you should speak in a living way, and therefore you must also understand everything yourselves which you present to your fellow human beings. You should not merely reproduce like a machine what you yourselves are uninvolved in. Instead, you should speak with clarity as if it were your wealth of thoughts. And this is your own, as soon as it came alive in yourselves, because you were previously instructed by my Spirit about what you now teach. 24th of the 7th, 1953. For it will be necessary that a light be given to those who suddenly realize in which spiritual darkness they were wandering and who now want to find their way out of the night of the Spirit. And you will clearly feel it within yourselves to whom you should convey the truth, even though you should be prevented by threats and restriction of freedom. I myself want to give you the opportunity so that you will serve me and your fellow human beings in the adversity which extends far more to the soul than to the body. And they will be lifted up by your strength of faith, by your courage and inner conviction, and everything you present to them as truth from above will be credible to them. For anyone who doubts can still be helped and given the truth, but anyone who rejects without thinking and denies me could also be offered the truth without changing his thoughts and actions. Prepare yourselves for this teaching activity by memorizing my word yourselves, by making everything your spiritual property by living out my word, because then you will grant the Spirit within you ever more right to work in you, and this Spirit will truly guide you correctly in thought and speech if you are to exercise your ministry. Also increase your strength of faith, constantly work in love so that the strength of love can emerge as the strength of faith, and then nothing will be able to make you waver in your decision to confess me before the whole world. Then you will be so filled with love for me that I will be present in you, and then no power of the world will be able to harm you. Then it will be able to resort to the worst means. It will not succeed in ousting me from your heart. It will not succeed in persuading you to deny your faith. For you have become knowledgeable through my spirit and thereby faithfully devoted to me until the end. Amen.